difference, because that's where that same learning how to be comfortable with dukkha is not just suffering silently and getting oneself attuned to a low level of misery. It's a willingness to open the heart to the whole realm of experience. And that's an act of love. That's an act of kindness. That's an act of caring that we give to ourselves and we give to others, because because you realize you don't need to be intimidated by a feeling of discomfort or a sense of not being fulfilled. I mean, it's just so ordinary. But when we are able to move toward that, to hold it, then there's all sorts of opportunities open up. One can really start to listen. One can pay attention to what's actually going to be useful. What's going to be beneficial? What is helpful? Either for myself or within the situation. So there's an attunement that comes, and that's